This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. There's a new speaker series about to kick off at the OP Rockwell Listening Room. It's called PC Talks, Women's Night Out. The inaugural event is May 28th. It features Terry Sitford, who will present on how to find, show, grow, and share courage. We're joined now by Terry and also Carla Olson, who programs events at the Listening Room, among collaborating on other projects along with Terry Sitford. Terry and Carla, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thank you for having us.
So you two are collaborating on several different things, and it's so great that in this community there is a lot of vitality and energy towards events that bring people together, and that's kind of what you're working on together. First of all, you're co-founders of PC Talks. So Terry, why don't you tell us what that's about?
What's in the Listening Room is the OP Rockwell building, and it's the main floor when you walk in. It's called the Listening Room, and we wanted to start something because about speaking and something more intimate, because the speaker series type of events are huge right now, and people are wanting that. So we decided that we would start something in that space, which is intimate, and I'm going to be the inaugural PC Talks event because I'm a speaker and it's my new keynote speech.
So you're doing a lot of things with your speaking talent. You are a longtime Toastmaster, Park City Toastmasters. You're working on a TED Talk, your keynote speech, and as you say, you'll be talking about this on May 28th. It's from 6 to 9. You're calling it the Women's Night Out. So talk a little bit about what we'll hear. And can men come? Can Tim come?
I was going to say, I'm always a little suspicious of anything that's titled Women's Night Out or Women's
it's
Book
code.
Club or, yeah.
Well, it really means, whoa, men, whoa. If you want to dress up, you can possibly come in. We will have other events that are absolutely including men. I did do a TED Talk already last April in Twin Falls, Idaho. And so this is just an expansion of my TED Talk. And I'm making it into a keynote so I can speak to corporations and groups around the country. And what they will walk away with is four steps that I learned in my own life on how to empower myself to find the fortitude and the grit to get through some of the most challenging times of my life. And I didn't realize I had courage, even though I wrote a book about it. Mm-hmm. And I've been speaking about it until just recently. When someone asked me in a group setting, Terry, will you tell me a little bit about your own experience of you know, being courageous?
And
I almost passed out.
Yeah, you thought, wait, I'm not courageous. I just write about it.
Right. Yeah, isn't it interesting? And so I had to really kind of look back and found that I was courageous too. So that's what people are going to walk away with is the four steps that I took, and they'll create an action plan themselves.
Ah, are we going to hear right now what those four steps are? Do we want to wait until May 28th?
It's a big reveal. It's a big surprise. I would rather wait. But one of them is just discovering and honoring your courage and sharing your story. So I'll give you one of them. That's one step.
Mm. We all have those stories, don't we? But we don't realize that we do. We don't realize our own courage when it's knocking at our own door, you know? And so you've realized this, which has been a gift, and then now you're sharing it with others. And Carla, it's probably made you think about your own courage. Can you give us a little example? Even though you're not going to be presenting.
No, but I'll be there. I'm helping Terry plan the event. So I got diagnosed with breast cancer June of 2015. And had a little episode of reoccurrence in 2017. And so that's actually when I met Terry. I started coaching with her. I had her business card in my drawer for 3 years. And I just think we were supposed to be together. And so we started coaching and creating just really amazing things with Park City Television, our show, and then PC Talks. I mean, it's really about bringing people back to Main Street and creating that community. But you know, getting back to your question on courage, I didn't think I was courageous either. It's so funny that you say that. And then I remember on September 6th, my anniversary, 7 days after I had had my chemo, I looked in the mirror and I wasn't doing well. I wasn't going to make it. And I looked in the the mirror and I said, no, I'm not dying today. And from then, my white blood cells got up and I just realized how strong I was and how courageous I was. So that was my courage story.
And your collaboration on Park City Television and then also at the Women's Talk or the PC Talks events, how did that come into being? And I mean, I understand that you want to work together and you both see something in one another that brings you, that attracts you to do this work together. But I would assume that you also brought different audiences together, which expanded the overall experience.
Absolutely. That's exactly so well said. So we discovered that there's all these groups within Park City, and what we want to do is connect the groups. And so working with Scott Thompson at OP Rockwell, seeing his vision for the Rockwell Listening Room, which is right on Main Street, right where the Jago Gallery is and Stoked Coffee. You know, the first event we're doing for PC Talks is Women's Night Out, but we're also going to have Silicon Slopes, like a business event. There's comedy nights there. There's a great event called Nashville Unplugged, where singer-songwriters come up from Nashville, and they're writing currently for Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Jason Aldean, and they sit there in this space and tell their stories behind the songs you hear on the radio. And so this listening room, the three of us collaborating together, really have a vision for a lot of different types of events in that space. But it's all about bringing people back to Main Street.
And that's wonderful. I love that focus, quite honestly, you know, the community focus and bringing people to Main Street, offering things that will appeal to locals as well as visitors. And I just have to say, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised by what I see happening at the at the Rockwell facility in general. You know, I like the concert venue down below, but I love that space up above. I've been to a number of activities there, and they just seem to have something going on all the time. And I'm wondering if my perception matches reality. That, because Carly, you're involved with booking events there or setting up events at that at the listening room.
Right.
So is my perception correct?
It is. Yep. It's they've been around for 4.5 years. Scott, when he launched OP Rockwell, he really focused on the downstairs, the concert venues. And now people just, it's like you said, when you walk in that space, it's very special. It has a great story, a great feel to it. And so all these different, like there's weddings there, there's wellness events, you know, there's speaker engagements.
Comedy.
Yeah, there's so many. This space is really special. And so now that it's on people's radar, it's just perfect timing for us to promote it and get the word out there. So,
Carla, you have a business called thejoyfulheart.com, and so that ties into what's going on with PC Talks as well and what you're doing at the Rockwell Room. Mm-hmm. So what is The Joyful Heart?
The Joyful Heart is my blog and my business. So I'm all about creating connections and sometimes just getting out of the way. And I think it's just making those connections. When two people need to meet, they can accomplish something. And so my business is all about facilitating those connections, but also booking events and promoting things. It's called The Joyful Heart because I guess you do this when you get older. I'm 49 now, and I only want to do things that make my heart happy. And so when I find someone like Terry or a place like OP Rockwell, it's just natural for me to promote it because I just fall in love with their ideas and their concepts.
That's great. Terry, you started a speaker series there have been a couple of events at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Is this evolution,
yes.
The next step? Yeah.
It is. So the Park City Library is sponsoring a free speaker event. And I started the very first one, and it was in last fall. Now, we're on our third one in June. It'll be coming up. And it's a free event to the community. And the community's loved it. They've come out and really supported it. And it's amazing. It's for new speakers that want to continue speaking. So it's an amazing platform for them to come out and practice their speech in front of a live audience. The PC Talks is when you're a little bit more seasoned. And now you know we're going to charge for that. And it's really a minimum fee, really, for what you're going to be getting. It's a great platform for people who are taking it to the next level. And hearing the stories behind the people here in Park City is also probably what we're doing with Park City Pulse, which is our segment on Park City TV, and also with PC Talks. It's very interesting to bring home to your community and know more about the people. And I think PC Talks will bring speakers out that you had no idea were here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring people from out of the state, too.
Okay. Who's on your lineup so far? Do you have that planned?
We have Sue.
Yeah, we've got Sue. So she's an international speaker, motivational speaker. And so she'll probably, SueLundquist.com, and she will probably be coming in September, I think it was. Mm-hmm. September, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're just creating our list. This is our first one, but we have a few people in mind, so.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested, contact us.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Silicon Slopes, we've spoken with Adrian Stalder, who started that, mm-hmm. who works out of the upstairs at the Rockwell Room. Lonnie Maines, he had as one of the first speakers. So it sounds like maybe you're weaving these two events sort of together now. So Silicon Slopes presentations will now be part of of what you're doing downstairs in the main area.
In the listening room. Okay. Right, that's exactly right. So not only, as I was saying, we have groups going on in Park City, we also had these events where when we got to know each other, they really fit in well together. And so we're bringing some of the upstairs, the people that it's a workspace up there, they're going to be doing some events on the main floor on the listening room.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about May 28th. From 6 to 9 is when this is happening at the Rockwell Listening Room. It's Women's Night Out. Terry Sidford will be delivering the inaugural keynote speech about courage. And she's going to have, as she says, the big reveal with the rest of the steps. But there's also live music by Shannon Runyon. How great is this?
Yep.
And
yes,
what else will go on?
There's appetizers. From Elements Kitchen.
Swag bags worth $400. So a lot of the local community has just jumped in and they've donated things for the swag bag.
It's been amazing.
And there'll be drinks available to purchase. And it's just going to be a fun event.
Yep,
and,
really fun.
And just, you know, connecting with other women in the community. And we're going to lift each other up that night.
Absolutely.
Woohoo! Okay, how do you register and what's the cost?
It is $50 before the day of the event and it is $75 at the door. And you can go to oprockwell.com and purchase the tickets. And they're going fast, so get your tickets right away.
I just tried to buy a ticket online and I was denied.
We'll do the men's night out soon, I promise.
Will.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're hearing right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have a men's night out as well.
All the best stuff. I seem to be denied when I try to buy my ticket online.
I'll see if I can get you a swag bag, okay?
Terry, we spoke to you when you first came out with 100 Hearts, which was, it seems like about 3 or 4 years ago now.
2015 is when it came out.
Wow. And you've been doing a lot of things since then. So how about your coaching business, your life coach business? Do you have time to do that with all this other stuff?
Yeah, I fit it in because it's really what is my heart and soul of what I do. I will always coach and I love coaching. So I do coach for business or professional people and also personal. And I'm continuing to do that. Would love to, continue that.
And what is that business name? Just Terry Sidford. Personal life coach.
It is now. We used to be Create Your Life Coaching.
Okay.
But we're switching it over to just Terry Sidford. Yeah.
Yes, because you're a brand.
If anybody's branding themselves, they understand that. Yeah. So go to Terry Sidford.
Pause.
Yeah. TerrySidford.com.
All right. Well, it's great to speak with both of you. It's nice to know. Oh, when again can we catch your show on PCTV?
Yes. So that's on Monday mornings between 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
And it's called the Park Pulse. City Pulse. Yeah, you Park can follow City us on Pulse. Instagram at Park City Pulse.
Yes, and you can watch it live. There's two avenues to watch it. You can go to parkcity.tv, watch it live. And or Comcast Channel 17. If you don't have Comcast, then you need to do it live.
And the theme of the show or the themes, I'm sure there are multiple themes, but I've heard each of you speak to doing things for yourself. Carly, you talked about making your heart happy, which the other side of that would be spending a lot of time making other people happy and sort of shifting that. And then, Terry, you talked about, occupying a space of shame and guilt and transforming that to occupying a space of strength and courage. So I'm assuming those are some of the main focuses of the show.
Well, and I think, too, we just, we connected on so many levels of topics that we wanted to discuss, just like you were saying. But we also found that there's just so many amazing people in this community. And, the radio show or our TV show, it's just a great way to get to know people outside of your circle, what's going on. And we really wanted to focus on the stories and the people behind the businesses.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter really who's in Park City or what brings them in to have an interview with us. We like to go deeper. There's always a story.
Always.
And that's kind of our forte because, we that's who we are. So we kind of drag it out of them and we end up having amazing stories.
Yep.
Mm. Women's Night Out. It's May 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can go to the Rockwell. What was the website again?
It's oprockwell.com.
Oprockwell.com to purchase tickets. All you women out there, and maybe not Tim.
Unless he's dressed up.
All right. We'll thanks for joining us, Carla and Terry.
And just wanted to mention, because we didn't, and since I am so good at working Google Maps, the Rockwell Room is located on Main Street. It's Upper Main Street, 268 Main Street, and it is just below the Wasatch Brew Pub, for those of you who don't know. I guess we kind of assume that so much is going on there these days that
everyone knows.
Yeah. And that's probably why we forgot to mention the address, but that's what it is, 268 Main Street, if you're interested in that evening. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life.